they just moved in. I mean, it's been a couple months, but you keep seeing me. There's something you just can't put your finger on. Or can you? I'm so tall, with such beautiful, dramatic features. You see guys coming over to my place all the time. And when you look at me, you know I'm just begging to be held down and fucked. I've got it written all over my body. And when I walk, it's like my hips are swinging to knock down anything in my path. And the way I look at you, hungry, horny, so filled with lust, it almost radiates from my body. When we lock eyes as I'm slipping my key into my lock, You think that anything is possible. In the way you look me up and down. Well, this time you decided to follow me in. You walked towards me. Eliza, you said, saying my name. Hi. I reached forward, touching your forearm gently. You looked down at my 4-inch heels, a little high to be wearing during the day, but you're no fashion guy. You just like a good pair of fuck me pumps. And when you looked down and saw my outfit, a gold lamé skirt and a black lace blouse that fit me so snugly, so beautifully, my huge tits pressed up against the lace buttons, that plunging neckline, all my cleavage, my breasts jiggled when I laughed, and you did love to make me laugh. I was feeling so emboldened by your forwardness, by your coming to me. I could tell you wanted to fuck me. I said, why don't you come in for a minute? Have a little drink with me. I licked my lips, thrust my tits forward, and pulled you closer. I took my hands and put them on the back of your neck, bringing your face close to mine, licking your lips. Come on, it's cold out here. Get inside. And as soon as we crossed the threshold and I closed the door, I dropped to my knees. And it was no surprise that your dick was already throbbing and rock hard. Oh, of course it was. You were looking at me. And when I began to unzip your pants, I looked up at you, saw your big grin, and knew that you weren't going to try and stop me. I took your dick out of your underwear and started jerking it. I took that puffy head in my mouth and started working it. Working it with my lips and my tongue. Hot, wet, warm mouth. You moaned, started face fucking me. Slowly at first, your dick moving in and out, again, until your dick got so hard. I was afraid you might bust your nut right then and there. You had. You simply had to know that I was a tranny. But just in case you didn't, I wasn't going to take any risks. I wanted to get you so horny, so worked up, so close to coming for me, that even when you found out for sure that I was a she-male, that you'd keep fucking me. Yeah, I'm so horny. It's so hard to get guys to fuck me. And they worry that they're gay. But believe me, any man who fucks me isn't gay. Not that you'd be thinking about that when I was giving one of my epic blowjobs. I took your dick out of my mouth and let the spit drape from my lips to the head of your cock. I love giving men messy, messy blowjobs. There's nothing a guy likes more than a sloppy blowjob. It makes men addicted to me. I've seen my blowjobs turn so many men onto dick. It was such a wet and sloppy blowjob that I could jerk you slowly up and down, up and down. You were plenty impressed with my blowjob skills, but you just couldn't wait to sink your dick into my hot, tight little hole. You put your fingers on my shoulders and pulled me up. We weren't but two steps inside my apartment. And there you had me, wrapped around your little finger, just a horny, slutty she-male, ready and willing to do anything you ask. And so you pressed me down, pushing me onto my sofa. My tits parallel to the back. I was bent over, my long frame stretched, my beautiful face turned to the side. It was just what I wanted. You'd want to bury your dick inside of me. Urgent, desperate. You lifted up my gold lamé skirt and pulled my panties down. Frustrated when the garter belt I was wearing got caught up in my panties. You tore my stockings, ripping the garter belt from the nylons, and pushed my panties down. You were going right for my ass. It was like you knew I was a tranny. What? You knew? You didn't even try to stick it in my pussy. You just looked down at your throbbing, hard dick, spat in your hand, rubbing it all over my hole. There's some lube right next to you, I said, not wanting my hole to get torn apart. You laughed. What a fucking slut, you said as you squirted the lube all over your dick. You grabbed me by the hips, told me to spread my ass cheeks wide open, and then I felt the heat of your cock. Oh, right on my hole, ready to spread me open, and then you pushed your hips, pushed that cock into my hungry, hungry little ass snatch, and you sighed. Oh, I'm so tight back there. So hot. So fucking hot. Your dick slid in easily. You grabbed me, holding on to my hips, using them like handlebars as you pushed your dick in, totally engulfed by the wet, wet, damp heat of my cunt hole. Yeah, you said. Do you like that, you little tranny? Do you like getting fucked like that? I gasped. And you reached around to play with one of my tits. You squeezed it hard, and I gasped in response. A gasp, moan. Your hands roamed all over my body, squeezing my plump, tan, juicy ass as you plunged your cock in and out. In and out. It felt so good. I think I could have come in my panties, but you weren't gonna let me. You reached around, expertly grabbed my cock right by the puffy head. You felt how wet I was. Fucking slut, you said. And it made me smile that you know exactly what I am. A slut. A dirty, filthy little whore. You felt how wet that puffy, 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 hot cock of mine was. And you expertly began to stroke it, pinching the spongy head between your index finger and thumb, using my own juices as lube. You were so good. You felt so good. I knew I was gonna come soon. And it felt like you were too. Your dick was getting harder and harder and harder. And your strokes, the way you plunged in and out. In and out of my juicy, tight little hole. We're getting faster, more frantic. It felt like your dick was growing in my ass. And the way you were touching my cock changed too. That too was more frantic. Your hands stroking the whole length of my dick, from the top all the way down to the hairless base. I was so hot. I thought I might come any moment just from being fucked. I was going out of my mind being fucked with your hand on my slippery little dick. You marveled at the smoothness. The skin seemed softer than your skin, softer than your cock, yet so firm and hard, bulging, ready to cream. And I thought that you'd want to swallow my cream, because all the boys do. But this time it was different. You were pounding and grunting, grunting and pounding, sweating all over my back. And it felt so good. I knew you wanted me to come. I want you to come with me, baby, you said. Okay, I agreed. Then stroke me a little slower and tell me when you're ready. I could almost hear the smile spread across your face as you kept pounding me. My ass felt like it was going to be torn in two. It was the most delightful feeling. I felt so full, so held, and so ready to drop my load. And that's when it happened. When I felt your dick get so hard that it was almost straight in my ass, and you reached around me, grabbing my tits again, stroking my dick, and you told me you were ready, and then you just let it go. Oh, 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 keep stroking me. Yeah, oh baby, keep fucking me. Work that in my cock, please. Don't stop, don't stop. Fill me up with your cum. Fill me up with your cum. Yeah. Fuck. Put all your fucking jizz in me. Yes. Yes! Oh, I'm gonna come! Ah! Yeah, keep squeezing it. Yeah. Yeah, I want to take all your cum and I want to give you all of mine. Oh, God. Yeah. That was so, so fucking good.